time for you to sound off.
You coming to be beefing with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinsChevrolet.com.
Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get into the Sound Off line. You got something to say, hit us up on that. Leave a message. You know, sometimes it's tough to wait on hold to get on this show, so you can be published by leaving us a message and if your call makes it to the big show.
Michael, Reese Hoskins in the Home Run Derby. Everybody knows the Home Run Derby messes up your swing. Now he joins the Home Run Derby. Guy's going to hit 200 at the end of the year.
Wow. You know, you can't stop a guy who's like in his second year from the thrill of competing in that. I know in the past it hasn't worked out for some guys, but it's funny because I actually asked him in that interview we had with him in spring training, like, who wins a home run hitting contest when you and Dylan Cousins? He said Cousins all the way, because I don't try to hit home runs in BP. So that's going to be interesting to see what he does here.
Right, because he's in it. Maybe he's just in it for the brand, but he doesn't go all out. Like, some guys you can tell are trying to win. Other guys are just kind of there. They meet the people. They hobnob with the other all-stars. He can pick people's brains about approach. He seems like that type of guy. So maybe he doesn't really try to win the whole thing.
You know, I'm actually surprised about two things at Reese Hoskins. Number one, that he does draw attention to himself with that two fingers in the air thing every time he gets a hit.
Yeah.
And the other thing is he's an umpire yapper. I didn't expect him to be an umpire yapper. Yeah, he thinks he's arrived. I guess he has.
So, Mike, you lamented on this fact about Gabe Kapler, and he's using the bullpen too much. Now, I know Velasquez just came back from getting hit on the forearm with a line drive, but he didn't do any damage to the bone or the ligaments in his forearm. He only threw 80 pitches last night, Mike. Why couldn't he go back out there for the seventh inning? Doesn't he realize that his bullpen is going to be worn out?
I don't know. I don't think that's a bad idea. A guy coming up with a bruised arm. They're limiting him to 80 pitches. I can't blame him for that.
Finally comes out. Shady McCoy lives his life like he plays football. Dancing around in the backfield, never straight ahead, dancing around, wasting time, looking for a hole. You live your life just like that. Like a...
You didn't have any complaints when Shady was running that way as an Eagle.
Yeah, I'm so sick of these Phillies fans. They call up, and the so-called Phillies fans, and say, well, I don't want to invest my time and my hard-earned money and just to have them break my heart. Break your heart. No, it's a baseball team. It's a sporting event. You know, it's not the love of your life.
Hear, hear. Not to love you. All right. I got it.
Mike, the reason why soccer doesn't take off in this country is because the MLS is terrible. It'd be like watching the single-A baseball. If that's all we had to watch, would everybody watch baseball? Or if you had to watch the G League every night, that's all we had? That's the caliber of player we had? You got to go to the best league in the world and then see how exciting and how athletic the players are.
Yeah, that's not exciting. Come on. Even in the English Premier League or in the Euro Leagues and, you know, Real Madrid and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Come on. So my whole point is, if would soccer be as strong in the Euro countries as it is if they were exposed to the American sports growing up? That's my only question. I think it's a fair question. And I would say no, because if you look at the sport of soccer, it doesn't measure up to the best of American sports.
Yeah, I was sitting here watching the Phillies top of the seventh. That was totally a hit. That ball bounced off the ground. Franklin went back to first to avoid being doubled out.
scrub it off because they call it in and out. I don't think the MLB has a rule in the rule book for this type of scenario. Therefore, they had to continue to call it out and reviewing what clearly was not out. The ball bounced off the ground.
Maybe that's right. Now that I'm learning more about this play that I did not see, unfortunately, last night. The question is, Franco could have gotten a third base. So the easiest call for the umpires to make was just leave it as it was. He went back to first base, and they roll catch. And maybe that's why they were laughing, because maybe somebody on the other end said, you know what, total cop-out call is just calling it out, and we don't have to worry about where Franco would have ended up.
Real fast, Mike, what do you think about overall baseball umpires? Thumbs up or thumbs down just in general? Because they seem the worst of the lot, and they have the slowest game, so they should be the best.
No, I don't look at it that way. See, I'm an umpire hater, so I'm not going to, like, praise umpires at all. But I think they get 99% of the calls right. And I think it's amazing that they get some of those calls right. And they're always, like, in the shadow of replay. So I think they do a pretty good job. It's not easy to call balls and strikes. So, no, I don't think that way of them.
Mikey Mitch, great show. Commenting on the Phillies game last night, that Reyes check swing was so close it could have went either way. However, that trap ball in center field could have made the difference. They might not even have went to extra innings. And I maintain that those umpires knew it was a trap ball, but had no idea what to do in that situation.
Yeah, now I'm learning about it. You're probably right. Because they would have had the rule, if they ruled that the ball bounced, you know, would the fair thing to do, could have Franco have gotten to third base is what they would have had to determine. Now, they could have easily said the ball was a base hit and it bounced and just award Franco second base. They could have done that, too.
Hey, Mikey, I got a violation for you. Every year, I listen to teachers complain all year long about just that, being teachers and complaining about their kids. Then the summer rolls around, and my entire social media feed is filled with pictures of teachers on the beach or teachers on vacation. Shouldn't having the entire summer off prohibit them from complaining during the rest of the year? Let me know, Mike.
No. Teachers are the most unappreciated, underpaid profession that we have. They're making a difference in people's lives. It is a tough damn job. And they deserve the summer off, a couple months of the summer, and they deserve more pay. How's that?
Mike, what do you think about Bryce Harper starting the All-Star game with a .215 batting average? Really, though, averages all around baseball are way down. Time to juice that ball back up, baby.
Well, it's the pitching. You know, this is an era where the pitching is better than the hitting. You know, let's think about it. The pitching, they throw gas now. They never used to throw gas consistently. No, not every guy threw gas. Now you throw 95, or if you throw less than that, you're considered a non-prospect. Close it down now.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinsChevrolet.com.
Got a belief?
I don't like them.
What are the reasons?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 545 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.